Good morning, students. Today we are going to discuss about the very important concept of biology, that is biodiversity. How are humans contributing to the destruction of biodiversity and the world we live in today? First of all, what is the meaning of biodiversity? So biodiversity refers to the variety of plants and animals of an area. It is the degree of variety in nature. It is the totality of genes, species and ecosystem in a region. It indicates all inherited variations of living organisms living in a broad area. It can be defined as the variety and variability of life. It can be observed as gene level, species level and ecosystem level. The knowledge of biodiversity is very important for identification of hotspots, systematic studies on plants and animals, ecosystem studies, biogeographic studies, enriching resources, conservation of global ethics. There are three types of biodiversities. One is genetic diversity, second one species diversity, third one ecosystem diversity. First, genetic diversity. What is the meaning of genetic diversity? It refers to totality of all inherited genetic variations within a population. A population is a group of similar individuals. All the genes of a population is called gene pool, as genetic variations usually lead to the development of new species. It seems to be the basis of species diversity. Different subspecies of species are distinct genetic entities. Each of such genetic entities of plants or animals is known as genetic resource. Each and every plant or animal group has its own kind of genetic material. Merging of the genetic material between the groups is not possible in conventional way. Therefore, they can easily be distinguished by DNA testing. The variations may be due to natural hybridization. Now it is possible to transfer genes from any plant or animal to another by biotechnology. Several genes of wild plants have been introduced into plants for new industrial applications. Such genetically engineered plants or animals are genetic resources. Second one, species diversity. It refers to the total number of species of plants and animals in a biological community. It is very important for the normal functioning and the sustainability of ecosystems. It is a product of species richness and species evenness in a community. For example, a wildlife sanctuary is a biotic community. It is said that the sanctuary has 640 plant species, 300 species of mammals, 320 species of birds, 30 species of reptiles, and 250 species of amphibians. The total number of these groups, 1,540, constitutes species diversity of the sanctuary. The number of species and population abundance vary from community to community. So even within a community, the number of species and population abundance vary from locality to locality depending upon selection pressures, climatic factors, etc. R.H. Whitaker, so in the year of 1965, has pointed out three types of species diversity: alpha index diversity, second one beta index diversity, third one gamma index diversity. First one, alpha index diversity. It is the relative richness of different species in an area. It references the percentages of individuals of each and every species of within a community. The selection pressures common to the community determine the alpha index diversity. Second one, beta index diversity. It is the relative richness of different species along a gradient from one habitat to another habitat within the community. It is mainly due to variation in physical conditions of habitat. It is determined by a narrow range of tolerance towards the particular environmental factor that shows the gradient. Example, height is the factor which determines the pattern of diversity of plant and animal species between mountains and plains. Third one, that is a comma index diversity. It refers to the richness of different species in a range of habitats within a geographical area. It is a product of alpha index diversity and beta index diversity. For example, seas, oceans, lakes, rivers, mountains, plains, forest. Last one, that is the ecosystem diversity. The variation in species richness in different ecosystem of a geographical area is called ecosystem diversity. It is an ecological unit. It contains a variety of plants, animals, and environmental factors. They interact with each other. It is an ecosystem. Best example, that is a forest. So another example, that is a sea. Each and every ecosystem has a particular set of environmental conditions and allows a particular group of plants and animals to grow therein. Therefore, species diversity differs from ecosystem to ecosystem. Thank you.